Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
50.
Thank you so much for that. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And please raise your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote at 10, extremely motivated?
What's the reason?
Yeah.
Deepen our democracy.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that again, please?
Deepen our democracy.
Thank you so much. And, well, now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president of the United States?
Approved.
And is that strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
What are the options again?
Yeah. I'm going to read this again. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Rising.
Thank you so much. And well, now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for and in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. And, well, the first one is addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
7.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 public school education.
7.
Thank you. Expanding treatment and revival services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
3.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you so much. Reducing crime and violence.
7.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
9.
Thank you so much. Rising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share.
7.
Thank you. And banning assault weapons?
No.
Thank you so much. And thinking about, well, thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two in this case. And the first one is improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination and racism, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back.
Democracy and reproductive rights.
Reproductive rights. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And well, now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you feel that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And the first one is Cornel West.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. J.D. Vance.
Two.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
99.
Thank you so much. Barack Obama.
100.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
90.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries?
90.
Thank you so much for about that. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. And the first one is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman. Are you agree or disagree? Oh, all right, thank you so much. And I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Agree.
And is that strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Are you agree or disagree? And is that strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, just before to continue, let me tell you, we have completed the 61% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, I will try to be there briefly possible. Now, I would like you to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think will be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. And the first one says, mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illnesses.
Harris.
And is Harris much better or somewhat better?
Much.
Thank you. Rising crime and violence?
Harris.
Is that much or somewhat better?
Much.
Thank you so much. Tackling inflation and growing the economy?
Harris.
Harris much better or somewhat? All right,
yes,
thank you.
Much.
Increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you?
Harris much.
Thank you so much. Racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Policies that are what?
To policies that address it.
Did you say fighting racial inequality?
Racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Oh, Harris. Much.
All right, thank you so much. And next, I am going to read you to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one says, some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the next one says, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you so much. I am going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. And the first one is Twitter.
No.
Facebook?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Instagram?
No.
YouTube?
No.
All right, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you so much. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you so much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. And this is the last question. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired or disabled, unemployed, a student or homemaker?
Employed.
Employed. All right. In that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help, and hope you have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.